Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A Fall River man turns himself in after shooting a woman at a car wash. Violence erupts in Revere, shutting down the beach over the weekend. And big weekend for the Little Mermaid at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
A very frustrated Flo Rida finally gives in to child support payments, and it looks like there really is something to the Giselle boyfriend rumors.
Mm-hmm. Leroy has your sports.
The Celtics messed around and found out that if you play with fire, you're going to get burnt.
But first, Angelo Leo from New Bedford turned himself into police following a shooting at Globe Car Wash in Fall River. Jasenia Simmons was identified as the woman located by police in one of the car wash bays. She was pronounced dead. Leo initially fled the scene and will be due in court today. Revere Beach was temporarily closed on Sunday after two separate shootings that left three people injured. The shootings happened about 15 minutes apart, but there was no indication that they were related. None of the injuries were believed to be life-threatening, and Revere Beach was reopened yesterday. An investigation is ongoing.
Can I make a request? Can we not shoot people at the beach? People just want to go and enjoy themselves.
How about not shooting people at all?
Period.
Let's try that one.
Period.
Baby steps.
Oh,
people
are
still going to shoot people. Let's start with not shooting people at the beach where they're enjoying themselves. And then once we can establish that, then we'll move on to, you know, hospitals, schools.
We had one on the sidewalks last week. Mike,
yeah.
I mean, God. Mm. And big weekend for The Little Mermaid as it made $117.5 million over the long weekend. That is the fifth best opening for Memorial Day weekend. It's also the fifth on the list for Disney live action remake openings. Fast X was in second place with just over $23 million. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 came in third with $20.37 million. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Flo Rida has finally agreed to a large child support package for a 6-year-old son that he shares with ex-girlfriend Alexis Adams. This is the same son, you'll remember, Zohar Dillard, who suffered a shattered pelvis and other injuries after falling out an apartment complex window. After a tense court battle where Flo Rida's lawyer ended up yelling out in the courtroom, "You want war? I'm ready for war. I was in the Marine Corps." Flo Rida will pay $14,000 a month, $2,200 a month in health insurance, and set up an escrow account worth $300,000. Flo Rida will also give a one-time payment of $188,000 to compensate Adams for outstanding expenses, including their son's school costs.
Tell me you hate your kid without telling me you hate your kid. I'll go first.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
My God, Flo Rida, can you at least pretend that you love this kid a little bit?
Not even.
Seriously.
No. Turns out Alicia Keys really does love her new Maybach after all. Earlier this month, Swizz Beatz talked about the $500,000 Virgil Abloh designed Maybach that he had bought for Alicia Keys, but was worried she wouldn't like it, telling Angie Martinez, "I don't even think she likes the damn car." But on Sunday, Swizz Beatz posted a picture of Alicia in the back seat. She was all smiles, and the caption said, "Look who's loving her gift now. Blessings." Although people like Busta Rhymes and Sean Garrett were quick to clown Swiss Bees by pointing out the car was still at the dealership when she was in the back seat. So yeah. Who really knows?
That was a Photoshop. She was somewhere, you know, that she enjoyed, and he put her in something that she doesn't enjoy.
And there's been rumors for months that Tom Brady's ex, Giselle, was dating her kid's jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente. They've been linked as early as last November, which, by the way, was 1 month after announcing her divorce from Tom when they were on vacation together in Costa Rica. They have yet to really show any PDA or make things official, but they were spotted again over the weekend paddleboarding together. Giselle was wearing a thong bikini. Oof. The two looked very happy. Although back in April, Giselle shot down rumors of a romance, saying that at this point, because I'm divorced, they're going to try to attach me to anything.
Are you kidding me? You're a former supermodel wearing a thong bikini and you're not getting paid for it? That's like LeBron being like, great. Yeah, I'll play you in one-on-one.
She does.
No, that's her. That's courting him. And it worked.
Well, the Daily Mail is now pretty much saying that they're together. They're banking on some kind of relationship announcement soon. So we'll see.
When they were paddleboarding, was she in the front or the back?
I mean, there were pictures from all angles. So sometimes she was in the front. Sometimes he was. It was side by side.
I bet you he took his time. No, you go ahead, just in case you fall in.
Yeah, okay. Here's Leroy with sport.
I mean, where do you want me to start? I mean, it's just another chapter in the book of Celtics frustration. Like, this is it's ridiculous. Anyways, let's go back.
Garbage.
Yes.
Boston Celtics.
Game 6, Saturday night, epic. Derek White with the putback layup to win the game. Everybody's feeling really good. Everyone's basically guaranteeing a Game 7 win. Me included. I was feeling good. I was on a high. Game 7 comes. Jason Tatum gets hurt within the first 20 seconds of the game. Wow. You knew that was a mess. Jaylen Brown just played terrible all night. I don't care if he's listening. He knows it. We all know it. Terrible.
Yeah, what's he going to argue? They sucked.
I think terrible. And then the Celtics shot the three-point ball. Listen to this. 9 for 42. That is ridiculous. Unreal. It was terrible. And then just to top it all off, you guys know the deal, what happened. Miami ends up beating the Celtics in Game 7.
The next day, the motherfucker was dead.
103-84.
I don't even know. I was going to say, beating? That wasn't even. They didn't even compete. After that game, why'd you do that
should've
on Saturday?
Swept. I know. Just get swept. Why Seriously? Put us through all this?
We would have been over it. It would have been a week old. We would have moved on to something else.
The season?
Nope.
No.
Not when you end like that.
I'm done. Let me ask this. Excuses and all that.
They can't win every single year.
No, Pebbles. You don't understand.
They haven't won in a while.
You don't understand.
But still.
They don't play to their potential. They're a very good team. They take nights off. They take quarters off. As a matter of fact, Charles Barkley during halftime summed it up really well.
All right, let's
hear. But I got to say something, man. Why can you dumbass Celtics play making my hair hurt?
So true.
They just play dumb.
Listen, nobody expected them to even get this far. So.
Well, no. They were supposed to win a championship.
They were supposed to win
the best record in the NBA till the end.
Unbelievable.
We thought that it was the coach's fault last year. No, we need a coach who cheats on his wife, apparently.
Oh, stop it. Anyways, the Celtics
at least he brings
them
to the finals
last night by scoring their fewest number of points in a game, which was 84. Boston became the first city to lose a home game 7 to an 8 seed in both hockey and basketball in the same season.
Congratulations.
Pitiful, terrible. We're no longer the city of champs.
And both of those 8 seeds are now in the finals in their respective sports.
Yeah.
You'll be back next year.
Yeah, I'll be back, but I'll be a little bit more.
You'll be all right.
I'll be, what's a good word?
Skeptical?
Hesitant. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, you know. Red Sox tonight at 7:10.
Yeah, great.
The Heat will face the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals starting Thursday. I'm pulling for the Denver Nuggets because Bruce Brown plays for the Nuggets and he's from Boston.
All right.
So go Bruce Brown. And it's going to be the Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 1 is Saturday, and that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. Back in 2015, Brad was inspired to travel with his grandmother, Joy, when he learned that she had never seen any of the great American wilderness areas. So Brad decided to take Joy, who's 93, to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Now, after reading about the parks, he decided that he was going to take her to all of them. He took Grandma Joy to Old Faithful, the Redwoods, the Grand Canyon, and eventually all 63 U.S. national parks. While they were traveling, Brad said they had some great conversations about their lives, including some of the tough things that she's been through in her lifetime that she's never actually told anyone. And about living a long life, Joy says, smile at everybody and let everybody know you're having a whale of a time.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.